A self-help book is one that is written with the intention to instruct its readers on solving personal problems. A self-help book are also known and classified under self-improvement, a term that is modernized version of self-help. According to one review of the scientific literature, self-help books are more effective at helping us learn new life skills like assertiveness, problem solving, and even tidiness. That's good news for everybody, since we can all benefit from learning new skills that help us to navigate our lives. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinis and I'm your host. Well, today I am so thrilled, as with me is one of the most sought after guests on every podcast in the Philippines. He is a TikTok sensation with 1.2 million followers, host of the podcast Small Talk, one of the top rating podcasts in the Philippines, both on Apple Pod and Spotify. He is a mentor, a motivational speaker, a son, a brother, a friend, the sobrang guapo, the voice, the one and the only, Mr. Alec Cuenca.
That's too much. My heart is so full right now. Thank you so much, Tony. Yun na ata yung pinakamagandang intro na natanggap ko.
Talaga.
And it feels real. It feels surreal na, ano, you know, hearing those things. You know, I'm just a regular dude who likes to podcast. But yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so excited to talk with you. Kung ano man ang pwede nating ma-share dito. And yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited. But no, I just wanted to correct. You're not just a regular dude. You're an extraordinary person, Alec. Right. Okay. I know you've been doing a lot of motivational talks. You've been mentoring a lot of people and all that. And I know you've armed yourself with a lot of things, especially with books. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite book? Or do you have favorite books, not just one?
Yeah, I have different favorite books depending on which phase I am in my life. Usually I get people to ask me, what book do you recommend? I counter them with another question. I'd ask them, well, what problem do you want to solve? Because I might be, you know, because I think like if I give you my favorite book, but you can't apply it in your problems, it's going to be useless, right? So there were different books that has pivotal moments in my life. Mm-hmm. The first one would be The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. It basically opened my eyes. Now, wow, there's a whole new world out there, and you can dream and make it happen. And that's like my, you know, my hero moment. Na open talaga na okay, I can dream, I can make it happen. So The Alchemist was very close to my heart. Mm-hmm. The next one would be Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson. Basically, listening to other people's judgments, opinions was a huge problem when I was growing up, and that helped me a lot. And then lastly, I think the biggest one that made an impact is anything about the Stoicism, like the Daily Stoic, Ego is the Enemy, or Stillness is the Key. Like those really made me more philosophical in a way, but I just practice more of my faith, my philosophies as well. So that just made me a well-rounded person. Anything about Stoicism, yeah.
All right. Now, you mentioned about the Mark Manson book. Is that the reason why your favorite color is orange and black?
Yes. Okay, nobody actually guessed that one. But yeah, I was reading that book when I was about to start my podcast, because I said to myself, you know what? Why not? You know, let's not give an F. Let's just start a podcast. And I didn't want to choose the color red because it was too strong for me. I didn't want to choose the color yellow because that was too happy for me. Mm-hmm. I went with the middle. And I looked at the Spotify charts and all these other podcasts. Nobody likes orange. I was like, yep, let me choose this one. I'm gonna get this one. So I used orange. It kind of became my favorite color now because of, you know, small talk. Mm-hmm. But growing up, it wasn't my favorite color, but I just said that if I wanted to create, you know, this new version of myself, I might as well have a new color, new favorite color too.
Yes, exactly. Well, the Mark Manson book has now a second one, which has something to do with hope. Yep. You've got that book already or not yet?
Yes. I already read that book. Okay. It's an amazing book, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bought it, but I haven't actually started reading it. Anyway, so with those three books that you've mentioned, what are your most lesson learned or takeaway on each individual book? So let's start with The Alchemist.
Okay. So that was the first time that I was introduced with the universe. Like growing up in a very traditional Catholic scene, like all we knew was, you know, the traditions that we used to growing up. But I realized that there's this whole new world that just makes this, you know, that was the first time that I was introduced with the universe. And so I now realize that everything that is happening, whether we label it as a good thing or a bad thing, it usually happens for us. So most of the things, or almost everything that is happening to us, it's happening for us. It's like the universe is always at the right time, at the right place. And everything just conspires for you. As long as you know what you want, you have a desire to make it happen, and everything will line up to it. So that was the first time that I realized, okay, you can be someone that, you know, you can have a dream that sparks with that idea. And then you can enjoy this amazing journey and, you know, figure out along the way what's your purpose in life. So that was my biggest takeaway in The Alchemist. In The Subtle Art, well, of course, my biggest takeaway from The Subtle Art was the backwards law. The backwards law was huge for me because growing up, of course, you know, we have this stigma around mental health. Like, men don't talk, you know, just shut your mouths, just, you know, suck it up, be a man, they would say, right? And the subtle art taught me that in doing those kind of stuff, it's like you're trying to be happy, you're trying to be okay, but that's actually the opposite. The more you try to be happy, the more you'll get sad in some way, or when we talk about the other way, the more you accept the negative experiences, the more positive it becomes. So that was really pivotal for me, and I apply it even up to this day. So yeah, the last one would be The Stillness Is the Key. It's like, I think that should be our ultimate goal in life, not the successes, not the glory and all that, the stillness. Because, you know, I grew up here in Olongapo, Zambales, and I had little dreams in my life, and I was able to achieve them at 25 years old. Like I said, like, well, I want to inspire 1 million people. Okay, now you have 1 million followers. I want to do this. I want to have this. I want to have that. I had like little standards, little goals. So when I achieved them, I can consider myself as a success. But I realized along the way that that's not the point. The point is, are you at peace? Do you have the stillness inside of you that wherever you go, wherever you are at peace with yourself? So I learned from that book that should be our main priority, like stillness and peace. So yeah.
Wow. I suddenly remember you were saying about when you were growing up, you didn't have much dream for yourself. Yeah. I actually didn't know about you until I heard your rock bottom story on the episode of It's an Adult Thing. And then immediately I said, oh my God, who is this guy? The voice. That's the reason why I called you the voice. the voice. Sabi ko, oh my God, I was drawn to your story. And then you did mention there nga na wala naman ako masyadong pangarap doon eh. Yung mom ko nga sabi niya na mag-engineering ako. In 4 years lang, pwede na ako maging engineer. Sige ma, okay lang sa akin yun kasi wala naman akong pangarap sa sarili ko. And also, but, you know, hearing your rock bottom story and then where you are now, one of the things that you did was you armed yourselves with a lot of things. And one of them is books, basically. Yes. You read a lot of books, self-help books and all that. Why is it, I mean, not really why, is it really, I know it helped you a lot, but what is it in self-help books that would say very, very important for each individual to actually get hold of one or two of them?
Yeah, I honestly think that we have internal problems or issues that we accumulated growing up. And then that those problems block us from being more self-aware. And I honestly believe that in any type of transformation, it begins with being self-aware. But for most of us, we're not self-aware. We don't see that, oh, this is why we're doing the things that we're doing. This is why we're responding the way we're responding. This is why we're having a hard time dealing with heartbreaks and all that stuff. So I just really wanted to understand myself more and learning that when life tries to hit me again, when life tries to punch me again in the face, I exactly know what I'm going to do now, right? So that was my main mission in reading self-help books. But for me, it kind of became like an obsession, because once you know that the knowledge, like reading one book, right? A book is a summary of one's life. All their lessons na naiisip nila or natutunan nila from a specific experience, they put it in a book. So whether like 500 pesos or 700 or 1,000 pesos, 200 pages, 100 pages, 300 pages, it's a summary of lessons. And here's the thing. If you could get just one idea, one story, one thing from that book that can help you with your life, then that book served its purpose. So for me, books was like the easiest way to learn more about myself and to just gain more tools for me. And one thing also is like, I didn't have any network, right? So books were my only and earliest mentors, right? So I didn't have access to how do you deal with life, right? Because in school, they teach you biology, chemistry, but how do you deal with life's experiences? Nobody teaches you that. They expect the parents to do that. Your parents expect the school to do that. So nobody really teaches you that. So the books were like the teachers that I had for life's lesson. Yeah.
Wow. Well said. Now, I know not a lot of people are a fan of self-help books. There are some people who says that self-help books is not actually what it is. So there are three, there is one contributing writer. I just forgot the name, but he writes for Forbes magazine. And then he divided three things why self-help books is actually not very helpful at all. Mm-hmm. Although the funny thing is, he actually wrote a self-help books himself. So what he wanted to say is, to make things sort of like easier. So he divided into three. I'm going to read them one by one, but I wanted you to sort of like debunk such a belief. Okay. If there's such a thing as debunking it, or maybe convince other people who's on the fence with regards to self-help books. So one, it says that it has a bad effect because self-help books give wrong and sometimes harmful advice. They give a false hope. They make uncertain people just feel worse about themselves, or they make people refrain from seeking professional support.
Yeah, I think that myth was not actually a myth. I kind of believe in that way as well. That's why when people ask me for books, I ask them, What problem do you want to solve, right? Because just by reading the book doesn't really guarantee that you're helping yourself. Like, I know a lot of people who reads a lot of book, but they're still they don't apply it in their lives. So I think there's a term called like the self-help junkie. Like, that's going to be their adrenaline. That's going to be their high. But it's nothing more than just binge watching your favorite series on Netflix. It's the same thing. Mm. Like, you're just getting it for the information, but you're not really applying the lessons. And here's a thing about, I think that study or that myth also applies to positive psychology. Like, positive psychology has a lot of positive effects. However, it can be misleading sometimes that you said, no, okay, just be, you can be happy, so you should be happy. And all that just contributes to the stigma that, you should be happy right now, something like that. So for me, it really depends on the researches. Is it research based? Is it something that provides evidence? Is it something that you can apply in your life? Of course, you know, it's not one size fits all. You gotta make sure that. For me, when I read self-help books, it's like I'm eating a fish. Kumain ng tilapia. Like, tinatanggal ko yung tinik, ginagaya ko laman. So that's the same with self-help books. Get the thing that you can use to help you with your life and then throw the others away. Yeah.
Makes sense. And yeah, it does make sense when you said it depends on what you're struggling with. Because if you're struggling with insecurities and confidence, I don't think certain books apply to you.
Yeah,
definitely. Makes sense. Okay, now the other one is, it says it has a placebo effect. If they already work, it is not because of the advices given in the self-help books, but because of the fact that people pay attention to something that they did not pay attention to before.
For me, I don't think it has a placebo effect. I think that, like for me, like I'm a living example that I didn't really know much about how to improve myself. And books were the only teachers that I had on how I could do that. And basically, there are three books that I started with. First one is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Second was, I think I read the ebook of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck before. And the third one is I think one of my earliest book was The Power of Habit. Now those things actually forced me to try these things out, to experiment it with my life. And I have seen amazing changes. Not all of them would be something that really affected me, but I wouldn't have done it if I didn't change my action that was aligned to the self-help books, to the teaching and the principles from the books. And so now, especially if it's science-based or it's backed up by research, I think you can't just say that it's just placebo effect. It's just it really depends on your context. Where are you at your point right now? Maybe you are successful because of your programming, because of your resources. And if you read self-help books, it wouldn't make much difference, right? What if you're starting from like where I started? Like, self-help books is really, really important and it can really be helpful. Yeah.
When I was reading this one, I was hoping that he's going to tell me that, Tony, look at me. I'm a living example that this is not a placebo effect. And when you said that, just look at me, Tony, my story. And I was like, I know he's going to answer that. Well, that's part of it. The last one, he said that it doesn't have any effect at all. Because even though people may find self-help books interesting to read, they do not work because the advices are just common sense or overly simplistic, and people do not do anything with them.
I think there's like this tension between whether you're going to simplify the text in the self-help books. I've read a lot of complex books, for example, deep philosophical books, But it's much harder to apply those in your life because you gotta like get into this deep state and try to dissect what this guy mean, what is he really trying to say. And like in self-help books, it's really much simple. Like, this is what you're gonna do, just do it, you know, something like that. Now, I don't see why just because it's simple, does it, just because it's simple doesn't mean it's not working, right? So for me, that's how I look at it. Just because it's easy to understand and it's easy to apply. And here's the thing, for me, in anything that we're doing, like it really is really simple. Like everything in self-improvement, it's really simple, but it's not easy. I think there's this misconception about reading self-help books and applying them that it's easy to apply them. No, it's not. It's hard. It's really hard, but it's really simple. And that takes a lot of the, I think that's where the writer is coming from. Like, it's so simple. Like, people would think that it's easy, but it's not. So that's why I love Mark Manson and the Stoics. Like, they're telling you it's simple, but you're going to have a really rough time applying it. Unlike the other self-help books, like, I think, what's this? There's this book, I really don't like it. Like, I'm not sure why, but You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I read it, like the few pages, and it was just pumping me up, like pump, pump, pump. Pump with motivation, pump with self-help, something like that. And for me, that really doesn't work because I gotta see that this is gonna be hard. Like, like how I work on myself before, it's gonna be hard. It's simple, I know, but you don't need to make it look like it's really easy because it is hard.
Yeah. You know, just like simple things that a lot of motivational speaker or even self-help books, most of them would tell you to practice all the time, to be grateful.
Yeah.
It's very simple, but for whatever reasons, we don't do it literally every day.
Yeah.
It seems like for other people, it's so difficult to be grateful, or we don't address how grateful we are. See, simple things, but we can't actually do it on a regular basis, right?
Yes. Yeah, and...
Yeah, go on.
For some reason, I think for some weird reason, I haven't looked up on that yet. But we really have a hard time doing the thing that we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Like we know. And I think it's us basically accepting that we're human beings. We forget. That's why we need more positive content online. We need more positive people online, more just positivity online, because we need those reminders.
Exactly. And,
we just need to be reminded. It's not like we completely forget it. Mm-hmm. It's just we need to be reminded from time to time because our brain is like super complex. And once we're reminded, we can actually do that. So yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And you can't be too maholet or mananawa to keep reminding people because, you know, I remember on Twitter space, how many times I've actually posted a Twitter space and the same subject over and over again, or if I'm going to talk, I will tell the same thing over and over again about not expecting anything in return. It's like a broken record, but man, if you look and listen to it, it saves your life so much. Less disappointment when you expect less from people, but you know, it is what it is, you see. But yeah, having said all that, not a lot of people are fond of reading though.
Yeah.
So how are you, okay, going back first, your story about going back to Mapua and going to the library, were you then as a kid love reading already, or is it just one of your escape?
Yeah, it was. Wow. Yeah. Just looking back at it, it was one of my escapes.
So how do you teach yourself to, or force yourself or teach yourself to read books?
Yeah, because I think it was also heavily influenced by my girlfriend back then, but we weren't reading books. She was studying political science. And so one of her requirement, one of our bondings together, was we would read the newspaper every single day, right? So when I was in college, that was like my morning routine. I would read the newspaper. Mostly I just read like horoscopes and then the comics and then what, and also like the stocks, whatever's happening in the stocks. So I was really invested in that. So I was just forming this habit to read, right? But I wasn't sure what I'm reading, but I'm just making sure that I'm trying to read. So when I got back, I can't remember what it was. I think it started when I went to the library and there's this these like collections of autobiographies. Mm-hmm. And it started with Kobe Bryant. I'm a big fan of Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. So there was this autobiography by Kobe Bryant, and then beside it was Pope Francis, the like Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, mm-hmm. Steve Jobs. So like these autobiographies. So those were the earliest books that I was trying to read. And then I was just scrolling. I was just, checking it out, full of pictures. And then I realized, I think the librarian recommended me that there's a section over there about self-help. So I was like, what's self-help? What is self-help? So I went there.
What the F is that?
I saw, my mind, like business in engineering school, like this is weird. Like nobody goes to this place. Everybody would go like to physics, chemistry, math, biology subjects. This place, it's about business and management leadership. Nobody was there. So I was like, I went there and I enjoyed all the books all by myself. And it was honestly kind of my escape because nobody goes there. So every single time that I needed time, I need to, spend an hour while waiting for the next class, I would go there and I was just lay down and read some books. It was kind of a loner thing. So, I guess the time that I spent there, instead of socializing, paid off in the future. And it really instilled the habit of me reading books. Yeah.
Okay, for you, because it's an escape, so it's sort of like I have no reason not to read because I need to somehow force myself to read because this is my escape. But what about those people? How are you going to encourage people to actually start reading? Because yes, reading is very important. You learn a lot of things in so many ways, regardless whether it's a self-help book or what, but reading in itself is beautiful.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I growing up, I didn't read books. Again, 20 years old, the first time that I was reading a self-help book, and that changed my life forever. It was the book by Robert Kiyosaki. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't have known that it was really helpful if I didn't try it out. So for me, it's not really reading the book. It's actually pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, because I'm not a book. I'm not a reader. I don't like books. That was me. Like, let me play video games instead. Socialize. Talk with people. Just separate me from the books. I don't read books. But I decided to myself. I decided, you know what? Let's try it out. Let's step out of our comfort zone. And I think that could really help people, change their view about books. It's not about the book that you're reading. It's about you being able to be in a place where you're uncomfortable and then get something out of it, learn more about yourself and understand that, wow. And as well, like learn more on the topic that you're reading, but more on yourself that, wow, you can read a book, you can finish a book. So for me, that was like, just some confidence builders that I could finish a book. So yeah, that's why I encourage people to read a book, even if it's not self-help, even if it's fiction books. Just being able to sit there and explore another world, explore another side of you, your imagination, your creativity. Yeah. and your mental pictures, explore it, and just learn more about yourself. So that's my main push for the people who want to try reading. Yeah.
Good. I have one colleague who is a book reviewer on Instagram. So she got tons of books. And then she said to me, I encourage you to read because reading is an experience.
Yeah.
I'm like, how would it be an experience? And then she said, just explain to me, like, it's an experience because you need to just don't read the book. You just have to enjoy the book. And then she said to me, have you ever read anything? And said, well, I've read quite a lot of books, actually. The last one that I enjoyed that really gets my attention was the Crazy Rich Asians trilogy book.
Yeah.
And then she said, what did it give you? It gave you an experience. And then looking back, like, actually, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It gave me an experience. So yeah. So lastly, Alex, to the benefit of my listeners, from the three favorite books that you have, that you mentioned earlier, any other books that you can recommend to listeners? You can mention it, like, if you wanted a to boost your confidence, this may be the book for you. You can do that, or whichever way you do it. So recommend books. So it's like an Oprah book club. So this is the Alex Winker book club.
Okay. So if you want to be more mindful, you can read Think Like a Monk. I really admire Jay Shetty. And here's okay. Let me just put out a disclaimer,
podcast, isn't it?
Jay Shetty also has an amazing podcast. Here's a disclaimer for everyone. Once you read like a couple of self-help books, you'll realize that it's almost the same theme, like it's almost the same thing, right? So you just gotta open yourself and find that new angle, find that new perspective, find a new POV that you could see now. Okay, this one works for me now because I see it from another angle. But the theme is different, right? Change your beliefs, set your goals, fix your habits, change your virtues, all of this stuff. Those are the basic things if you want to improve yourself and self-help. And so there's a lot of specific books. So for example, you want to change your habits. I would recommend Atomic Habits. It's like the simplest book that teaches you to change your habits. But I just read something that I really enjoyed. It's called The 5 a.m. Habit by Robin Sharma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's basically a self-help book. But what's so amazing about this book is it's kind of fiction. Like he puts the situation, these people, these characters in places or in experience that would force them to improve themselves. And so there's like this mentor-mentee conversations inside the book that teaches them to change their habits. So the 5 a.m. club really helps. That was amazing. If you're an entrepreneur, yes, definitely. Oh, I love that. It's a fiction, nonfiction, self-help, something magical book. Really amazing. So another book that I would recommend if you're an entrepreneur, definitely read Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. It's on how Nike was created.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I got a tear. Medyo naiyak ako sa bandang dulo. Like, sabi ko, this is a business book. Bakit ako umiiyak?
I think you mentioned that on the Podcast Academy, didn't you?
Oh, really?
The Podcast Academy. The other one that I attended, the long version one.
Your best year ever. Yeah.
Yes. I think you mentioned that story. Yeah.
Like, that was the first time. Shoe Dog, yeah. So, what else? Definitely recommend again, Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the teachings of the Stoics, but more modern way. And Here's another underrated book. I just saw it from my bookshelf right there. And I don't want to sound like very religious, but the Bible can also be a source of like the a source of wisdom. And for me, like I don't read it like a very spiritual book. Mm-hmm. Like I try to look at it as a business and self-improvement book. Mm-hmm. But if I get some nuggets of wisdom, like I translate it, oh, right, the other books, ito rin yung tinuturo. So like, I connect them all. So like, okay, that's good as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, another one. I almost forgot. Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich.
All right. Like,
yeah, if you want to be rich, like the title says itself. Think and Grow Rich. So if that doesn't interest you, then it's okay. You don't want to be rich. But if you want to be rich, read
think
that.
Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, Think and Grow Rich. So yeah, those are some books that I highly recommend.
Good.
And also last, there's another last, if people are listening, if people are looking for that book. For me, what really helped me on my spiritual side was The Power of Now.
Yes, I have that book. Yeah, it just arrived.
Okay, so that book is really, really powerful. But I don't really recommend it for starters. Like if you're new into discovering more about yourself, being self-aware, I don't really recommend that one first. Like build a solid foundation on who you are, who you know. But if you read The Power of Now, it's like you're in this enlightened space. Na, okay, like everything's chill. Like we can get through this. So yeah, just a life-changing book for me. So yeah,
that's good. That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for all those recommendations, Alex. And I'm sure a lot of people will probably start. Writing those books, and eventually, yeah, I'm definitely going to check, especially the 5 a.m. club, because when I started my journey to fitness with Coach Pao, do you know what time is my training?
5 a.m.
5 a.m. London time.
No, okay, that book is gonna blow your mind, I swear, and it's gonna be very, very powerful, yeah.
I should be a member of that 5 a.m. club because,
yes,
it's true.
Welcome, Tony. Welcome.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you know that my podcast, I haven't asked this to any of my guests, actually, but you're the first person that I'm going to ask this. My channel is basically a rainbow channel. It says there. And there are multiple colors of the rainbow. I kind of know what you're going to answer on these questions, but amongst the color of the rainbow, what colors are you?
What colors or what?
What color? What color represents what you? Color. Who are you?
Yeah. Well, I love that. Yeah. I think about the other colors, and I'm really drawn to saying orange. Like that's really my color.
I wasn't expecting any color, Alec. Anyway, Alec, thank you so much. This is mind-blowing. I can't believe that you just guested on my podcast. Thank you very, 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 very much. I have no idea how you made my day when you said, like, yeah, we're going to do this already.
No worries. It's my pleasure. It's my honor. I know you're inviting a lot of people on your show and a lot of guests on your show. So I don't want to miss this chance, you know, being on the Rainbow Channel as well. So thank you so much for inviting me. I had such a great time. My energy is way up here. It's like 11 o'clock here in the Philippines, but my energy is way up because of the conversation that we had. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to more of your episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And thanks, Alec. And yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing your more episodes on your podcast as well. Thank you and have a good evening, Philippines. Bye, Alec.
Reading has been proven to keep our minds young, healthy, and sharp, with studies showing that reading can even help prevent Alzheimer's disease. Reading also develops the imagination and allows us to dream and think in ways that we would have never been able to before. Yes, another episode has ended, and I hope you learned a lot, and I hope you managed to take note of those recommended books by given by Ale Cuenca. And as of this recording, this editing, I managed to buy the book 5AM Club. So I am so thrilled and I'm so excited to start the book. And yeah, please share my podcast to your family, to your friends. And I am streamed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and any other podcast platform. Please do not forget to hit that follow button. And yeah, so till next time, everybody, always remember that we are all beautiful, like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody, God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.